Good evening. Come in, won't you? Well, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these magic plays, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We're going to hear this week from The Witch's Tale, a series that originally aired from May of 1931 to June of 1938. These have to be some of the earliest examples of old-time radio horror. The series produced over 300 episodes, originally aired over Mutual stations, then in syndication. Our story today is The Bronze Venus from July 11th, 1932.
Bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hunter and 2 year old I be today. Yes, sir, Hunter and 2 year old. Well, Satan, what kind of a cheer up a little yarn will we spin these folks tonight? A love story? Well, if you ain't a sentimental old cat.
Meow.
You say you're not too old to be romantic? I never knowed a male critter that was in his mind. Now set yourself down in the corner, Satan, and I'll spin the kind of tale you ask for. But douse out them lights, everybody. Nancy's love yarns is best listened to in the darkness. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Soon you'll see inside a happy home across the seas in France. It's down in the country where them old heathen roamings used to live 2,000 years ago, and where they left some funny things lying buried in the earth. Funny things that men today sometimes discover. Gaze into the embers deep and hear our yarn of the Bronze Venus. The Bronze Venus.
Mama, Howie should be here any minute. If you don't hurry, I shall be dressed in time to meet him.
Stop squirming if you want me to finish. Oh, I'll be glad when Henri takes you off my hands. Then I won't have to tie ribbons on a creature who can't stand still a moment.
You won't be glad at all. You'll weep constantly after I married and go to live in Paris.
I shan't shed a single tear. The sooner such a nuisance as you is out of my sight, the better.
Oh, my baby, you will be leaving me soon.
Mama, stop that.
my little Georgia.
Stop it or I'll cry too. Mama, please don't.
No, I mustn't. Anyone who saw me would think a funeral was to take place here in 5 days instead of a wedding. And I'm really very happy. Your Henri is a good man. He loves you and you love him.
Oh, so much, Mama. So much.
Stop your sighing and let me finish with these ribbons. Oh, I suppose I sighed the same foolish way before I married your father. And that's the only thing I have against Henri. He's so much like your father.
Why, Mom?
In his ridiculous interest, I mean. How the daughter of an antiquary can ever wish to become the wife of one is quite beyond my comprehension.
Oh, you really don't mean that. With all his constant delving among old ruins and buried cities, Papa has remained as close and dear to you as Henri will be to me.
Yes, of course, physically. But I long ago discovered that to a man with the archaeological bee in his bonnet, no mere woman can compete spiritually with a 1,000-year-old trifle that he's dug up from the earth. And I don't approve of such work. I never have. It's too much like robbing graves.
Mama!
To my mind, the dead and their possessions are best left undisturbed.
Oh, that's silly superstition.
All right, have it your own way.
But I do wish Papa hadn't found something to disturb this morning. He should have gone to meet Henri instead of merely sending old Jacques to the station with the carriage.
Henri won't be annoyed by that apparent rudeness when he learns it was caused by a new discovery. Chances are he'll even forget he's been away from you for an entire month while he and your father indulge in scientific raptures.
Oh, not Henri.
We'll see. What is it your father found this morning? You haven't told me much about it yet.
Oh, it gave me an awful fright.
Fright?
For just a moment. This find was purely accidental. Three of our peasants were digging up that old olive tree that was frozen last winter, and Papa and I were standing beside them, talking about Henri, when one of the men dug his pick into the earth and we heard a bong, as though he'd struck a bell. Then, suddenly, a black hand seemed to rise from out the earth. I thought it was a dead man's at first. But it was only the hand of a bronze statue. And when I left, Papa was delirious with joy and down in the pit with a shovel, helping the man unearth the rest of it.
Oh, then he'll be covered with dirt when he returns to the house, and he'll track it all over my carpets. Oh, but what's the use? I discovered long ago that men can't be made over.
Whoa, Sarah Cole.
Oh, Mama, that's old Jacques outside. The carriage has returned with Henri.
Georgette. Georgette.
He's here, Mama. He's here. Hurry, Mama.
I'm right behind you.
Hurry.
Georgette, darling. Oh, my little sweetheart.
Good afternoon, Henri. Welcome back.
Madame de Marsay, I salute you.
Don't waste your kisses on an old woman such as I, but tell this girl of mine how much you've missed her.
Oh, I already know, Mama, for I know how greatly I've missed him.
Have you, dear? To me, every moment that I've been away has seemed an hour. The hours like days, the days as years.
That's a very pretty speech for an antiquary. I hope that after your marriage, you won't neglect to tell Georgette the same charming lies.
Lies, Mom?
Your mother's only joking, dear. She knows that nothing is important in my life, excepting you.
Helene! Georgette!
Oh, here comes your father, Georgette, covered with dirt from head to foot.
Henri! Henri! You have arrived!
Just now, Monsieur de Marsay.
And no thanks to you, Francois. You should be ashamed you didn't meet him at the station.
Oh, I have been doing something more important. Something that will make Henri's eyes grow wide with envy.
You've unearthed a statue, Papa? Oh,
the men are bringing it. Just wait until you see it.
Statue? What statue?
Didn't Georgette tell you of my find?
Henri just stepped from the carriage. Besides, I don't yet know what you found. I left before...
Wait until you see. Hurry, hurry, you men.
It looks as though they were bearing a corpse.
Now, handle it carefully there. Now place it upright there.
Monsieur de Marsay. Why, it's an antique bronze.
Yes, a life-size bronze of Venus. A Venus of the ancients.
Where did you find her? How did you...
Look at her, my boy. Oh. And envy me my luck. This statue may prove the greatest find of the century.
She's gorgeous.
Superb.
A masterpiece.
A chef d'oeuvre.
See, she's of the early Roman period. Her face is not the classic style.
Oh, no. Here you have none of the immobility of feature which the Greeks gave to their sculpture.
Her face seems almost living.
I've never seen such an illusion of life in metal.
She has such a cruel face.
Hasn't she a heartless beauty, though? If she were a living woman, Henri, how she'd make her lover suffer. She'd send a man to death without the slightest pity.
Yes. She's almost devilish in her charm. She's the loveliest thing I've ever seen.
That's a fine thing for a prospective husband to say in the presence of his future wife.
Well, I hardly think Georgette will be jealous of Henri's compliments to a statue. Helene, what an excellent omen. she is for these children. 5 days before their marriage, I bring them Venus, the goddess of love.
Excellent omen indeed. A heathen idol buried by the dead. I don't like her looks at all.
Oh, Heather, you have no appreciation. Henri, Georgette, we must take full advantage of this excellent portent. Your marriage was to be on Saturday. Friday is Venus Day.
You are not suggesting their wedding to be advanced to Friday.
Certainly.
Georgette, that's a whole day sooner.
Never. A marriage on Friday would bring all sorts of bad fortune.
On the contrary, it will bring only good. For my goddess on the earth will smile upon their union.
Mama, I'd like to be married that much sooner.
Oh, and I, Madame de Marsay.
Well, I suppose one superstition is as foolish as the other. All right.
Well, there. It's all settled. Jean Cole, you and the men fetch scraping tools.
Yes, monsieur.
Now, Henri, you and I will remove the encrusted earth from my Venus. We may find inscriptions.
Yes. No, you may scrape in the dirt all you wish, but not Henri.
Oh, but it will be a privilege, Madame. Oh, this find is stupendous. Every archaeologist in France will go mad with envy when they hear of it. And since Monsieur has offered to let me share...
You see, Georgette, what you must expect from an antiquary? Your affianced husband, whom you have not seen for a month, would desert you the hour he returns for a dead thing out of the earth.
Oh, Madame, you know I...
You may help Papa if you wish, Henri. I'm going in the house.
Oh, darling, wait. Forgive my thoughtlessness. I won't touch the statue or even think about it. Instead, you and I'll take a stroll in the garden and talk.
What was that sound?
Oh, it came from inside my Venus. Some loose fragment in a hollow form must have fallen and struck against the metal sides. Coming as it did, Henri, it seemed a protest against your desertion of her.
Well, protest or not, I am deserting her.
Well, run along, then.
Henri, when you and Georgette reach the garden, try to act like a lover instead of an archaeologist. I'm going in the house.
I shall take your advice, madame. Come, Georgette. Oh, later, if your daughter permits, monsieur, I shall be delighted to return and help you.
I shall be delighted to have you, madam.
You'd rather stay with that old statue now than be with me.
You know I wouldn't, darling. And you shouldn't feel bitterness toward anything that's been so kind to us. I just think she's advanced our marriage a day.
You don't believe, as Mama does, that Friday is unlucky.
If your love for me is as strong as mine for you, nothing can be unlucky. Dear, see what I brought you from Paris.
That ring upon your little finger?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gorgeous. Let me put it on.
No, not yet. It will only leave my finger for that of my wife's. It won't be yours for 4 whole days.
It's to be my wedding ring.
Yes. There's a Latin inscription inside that means yours forever.
You shall be mine, and I will be yours forever after Friday.
Just 4 short days. But they'd seem terribly long if your father hadn't found that statue. Fortunately, I can occupy my time assisting him with her.
Henri, you're thinking more about that statue than you do of me.
Georgette.
Mama was right. To such men as you and Papa, nothing matters but dead things from the earth. I hate your ugly Venus. I hate her. Hate her.
What?
What was that?
What?
That song. Henri. It came from that statue back there.
Oh. Well, your father, Jean Carl, must have struck it with a tool.
I suppose so. But as she seemed to protest against you leaving her a while ago, now she seemed to answer what I said in anger.
You silly little goose. Well, if you think she has understanding, I'll anger her still more. Do you think I could give that ancient lump of metal a single thought when you are near? If she were the living Venus, goddess of beauty, to me, you'd be more beautiful. And I'd love you more than Venus, the living goddess of love.
That sound again.
Someone called.
Help! Help!
Papa!
He's hidden by those trees. Run!
Papa! Papa!
He's here!
He's not hurt, thank heaven.
The Venus has fallen.
And a man lies on the ground beside
him. Monsieur de Marsay, what has happened?
The statue fell upon Jean Cole.
He's not.
Oh, he's only stunned, I think. He's breathing. Georgette, send Jacques for Dr. Babouche.
At once. But how did it happen?
I don't know. For no reason at all, my Venus toppled over. And, my old eyes are playing tricks.
What do you mean?
Well, before she fell, it seemed her bronze arm struck out in rage, blindly. As a person of temper strikes when something is said to anger them.
Henri, it happened when you said you loved me more.
Hey,
That ain't the end of our love story about the bronze Venus, Satan. But if these folks wants to hear the rest about her, they got to come and see us next time at her birthday. 104-year-old, I be real soon. 104-year-old. And now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat. Hannah and 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir, Hannah and 11 year old. But instead of celebrating my birthday with a good rest, Satan, we got to go to work and tell the finish of that pretty love story we begun last time these folks was here. Let's see. You keep track of our romantic yarn, Satan. Where'd we leave off? That's right. We told about that nice young girl who was fixing to marry a young archaeologist fella, and how the girl's father, who was also in the archaeology business, discovered the statue of a heathen goddess that was buried in the earth. It was an awful lifelike-looking statue. And right while we left off our yarn, it seemed as if it had got mad and struck a man with its metal fist. Douse out them lights, so's we'll have it nice and dark for the finish of our tale. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into them embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be back with us in France, where once them heathen roamings lived. Soon you'll see once more the bronze Venus. The bronze Venus.
It's an ill wind that blows no one good, Henri. If it hadn't been for Jean-Paul's bruises, Madame de Marsay would never have permitted you to help me complete this delightful task of scraping the encrusted earth from my Venus. She's used to me getting dirty, but she doesn't want our future son-in-law to follow in my sinful footsteps.
Well, if I didn't help you, no one else would. Your goddess has certainly struck terror into the peasants around here.
They won't come within 100 meters of her now, even though Jean-Carl is far from dead as he claimed to be when he came to. Oh, dear, very strange the way that accident occurred. I must consult an oculist about my eyes. I could have sworn the statue's arm lashed out in blind rage and struck him.
Georgette still maintains the reason for that rage was something I said about your beautiful bronze lady. Oh, it's all too ridiculous.
Of course it is. We're progressing splendidly. The upper part of my Venus is quite clean now.
She's a gorgeous thing, your Venus.
You admire her as I do. This divinity dug from the earth.
Yes. It's easy to understand why men of long ago adored her.
You and I are pagans at heart. We could adore her now.
Yes. We could adore her now. Look at her. The bronze seems to glow as we pay tribute to her beauty.
One could almost fancy that she smiled. Georgette and her mother are right. There is an illusion of life about this figure that's often startling.
Yes. Oh, it's caused by shadows in the sun, I suppose.
It couldn't be anything else.
Oh, confound it.
What's the matter?
You know, this ring. It's so thick and heavy, I can't hold the scraper properly.
That's the wedding ring you're to give Georgette on Friday, Venus Day.
Yes.
You owe me a debt of gratitude for advancing your marriage to that afternoon.
Finding this lovely goddess was too good an omen to be disregarded.
I can't work any longer with this ring on. It's cutting into my flesh.
Just shake it off.
Where shall I put it?
What's the matter with your pocket?
Well, there's a hole in each of them. I'm still a bachelor, you know. I see the perfect place. The statue's outstretched finger.
Perfect. And another good omen, Ori. Your wedding ring will be blessed by the goddess of love herself.
Yeah, well, if they're out of the way, I can certainly use my hand more freely.
But beware, Henri. With that ring on her finger, Venus may think you've married her.
Fortunately, the thoughts of a bronze lady are very unimportant.
Yeah, but with that face, if she were more than bronze, what a jealous vixen she'd be. And inside that ring is inscribed in Latin, yours forever. Latin was her language.
Well, I refuse to worry about that. Say, we must be getting to work in earnest if we hope to find an inscription.
If there is one, it'll be here up on the base where I'm working.
We should have begun there.
It was your idea to clean the upper body first.
I know. I wanted to see how she really looked. She was so beautiful, even underneath the dirt. So beautiful. So beautiful.
Well, Georgette is coming to join us.
Darling, I thought you said you wouldn't come near our goddess again.
I don't want to. But I'm not going to let her take you and Pop away from me altogether.
Oh, sweetheart. As though anything could take me away from you for long.
Don't. Please don't say anything nice to me when she's so close.
Georgette.
I know, I'm foolish. It must have been coincidence that Jean Col was hurt by her when you said you cared more for me, but I'm afraid of her somehow.
But that's so utterly ridiculous.
Molly, look.
What?
An inscription.
No.
My scraper just uncovered.
Oh, let's see. Where?
Here, here. Now we shall learn something of my Venus's history.
It's badly worn, very faint.
You can make it out with your young eyes.
I think I can. Yes. It reads, Cave Amantum.
Cave Amantum. That can be translated, beware of him who loves you.
No, wait. The more likely translation is, look out for herself, yourself, if she loves you.
You're right. That's it.
It's no more.
Not another word.
Look out for yourself if she loves you.
Well, that doesn't tell us very much.
Oh, yes, it does. Hurry, come away. Don't stay near her any longer.
But Georgette.
Oh, please, keep away from her. She's more than metal. She looks almost alive. And she's bad, cruel. Oh!
Your darling.
My chair.
My ring. My wedding ring is on her finger.
Oh, well, it impeded my work. I put it.
You said it would only leave your finger for that of your wife's, and she has it.
She's only a statue.
She's more than that. She's the symbol of a goddess. People built temples to her. She was worshipped, honored, feared. Her worshippers are dead, but maybe thoughts don't die. Perhaps the shadow of their faith still lives. Perhaps the power it gave her lives.
Child, such talk is madness.
I don't care if it is. Hurry. Don't let her have my wedding ring.
Well, I'll get it at once, dear, since you wish it.
How quick. Hurry. What's the matter?
It's stuck. It won't come off.
Oh, poor heart.
I am. Something has changed here.
Changed?
Yes. When I slipped the ring on, this finger was straight.
Venus has closed her hand.
She won't give back your wedding ring.
François, come in here and shut the door.
Jane, we shouldn't leave our guests just before the wedding.
Wedding? It's more as though a funeral were to take place here today.
Oh, it's this storm that has depressed everybody's spirits.
No, you know what's caused it.
Because the hand of my statue was accidentally bent so that ring can't be taken off. There's no reason for everyone to be in a state of superstitious terror.
I've been your wife for nearly 30 years, François. You can't hide your fears from me.
Helene, I...
You know the metal finger that no file can touch was not accidentally bent.
I don't know how it happened.
Oh, what are we going to do? Henri has acted like a man in trance today. It's as though some awful spell was on him. Georgette is pale and trembling. She looks ghastly in her bridal dress. Fear is eating all our hearts.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, nothing. We've simply imagined things, that's all. We imagine things now. And our imaginations play us tricks.
That pagan goddess in our garden is not imagination. I can see her from this window, and as the lightning plays about her, she looks like some fiend of hell.
But she's only a metal statue, just a metal statue that can't do any harm.
Listen. Boswell, that sound is coming from your Venus.
Oh, it's caused by the rain beating at her copper sides.
It's been raining for hours. We haven't heard that sound before.
Oh, it's raining harder now.
That must be the reason for that sound. There's nothing else to cause it.
It's growing louder, as though she wanted someone to hear, as though she was calling someone.
Elaine, you're talking madness.
Oh, Francois, I'm so afraid for Georgette and the man she loves.
My dear. Come in.
Presence is required. The curé is ready to begin the ceremony.
We shall come at once, Mary.
Yes, monsieur.
Dry your tears, Elaine. Everything will be all right. Come, my dear. The curé is waiting for us.
Yes, waiting to perform a marriage on Friday, Venus Day.
Henri Michel de Saint Clair, wilt thou take Georgette Cécile de Marseille here present for thy lawful wife according to the rite of our Holy Mother the Church?
I will.
Georgette Cécile de Marseille, wilt thou take Henri Michel de Saint Clair here present for thy lawful husband according to the rite of our Holy Mother of the Church?
I will.
Join your right hands and repeat after me. I, Henri Michel de Saint Clair, take thee, Georgette Cécile de Marseille, for my lawful wife.
I, Henri Michel de Saint Clair, take thee, Georgette Cécile de Marseille, for my lawful
Henri
wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health, until death do us part.
In sickness and in health, until...
Henry!
Until death! 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 No! Venus, I am yours forever!
Henry!
Venus! Your bridegroom is coming to you!
Stop him! Henri, come back!
He ran out of that storm!
He's going to that statue!
Oh!
That statue is moving!
Arms, reach out to clasp him!
Your bridegroom, Venus, has come for his embrace!
He's in her metal arms!
She's crushing him to death!
Henri! Henri, my darling!
Georgette!
Henri! Henri! My sweetheart!
Venus Day. Venus Day. Venus Day.
Another pretty love story to tell ya.
For this week, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more from The Witch's Tale at RelicRadio.com. Alongside thousands of other old-time radio episodes, all the other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and everything else Relic Radio. You can help support this show through the website as well, or visit donate.RelicRadio.com. Your support is how all of this is made possible. Thanks to those who have been able to help out. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with another episode of The Horror.